Hello, and welcome to the Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Evan DeFord, Customer Experience Director with Inflow Software, to our program. Evan specializes in educating client firms and their teams about deploying Inflow in real-world accounting scenarios. Before joining Inflow, Evan spent 10 years providing attestation services to both public and private clients at Grant Thornton. He was also part of the national office where he supported the firm's audit data analytics group and worked with the audit methodology and audit risk management groups to improve the effectiveness, efficiency, and value of the firm's risk analysis and audit execution. Evan has gained vast experience from being a representative on the Rutgers AICPA Data Analytics Research Initiative. He also contributed to the AICPA's Audit Data Analytics Guide Working Group and is a member of the AICPA's Board of Examiners. This provides him with the relevant context to ensure Inflow is aligned with auditing standards, firm methodologies, and the skills CPAs require in the future. Evan, are there any other facts you would like to share with our audience today?
Hello. Yeah, no, thanks. And I think that pretty much covers all the bases, other than the fact that I'll disclaim in advance that being born and raised in Texas, I might have a stray y'all or colloquialism make it into this webcast. But I think that covers it.
So, Evan, would you share how you would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Absolutely. I think as kind of a lead into that, I spend a lot of my time and energy in this space, whether it's keynotes to managing partners of firms or even workshops with firms discussing how best they should approach technology at their firm. But no matter the avenue or the size or sophistication of the firm, there's always a commonality. And that commonality is firms and leaders feeling overwhelmed, right? There's competing priorities of the firm. There's so many technologies out there in the marketplace and a new buzzword, it seems like, every day. And they really get stuck on, where do you start? And I think to this question, being successful is obviously going to be different for different firms. But at the highest and macro level, success really lies in understanding that this is a journey. And what I mean by that, at Inflow, we talk about a lot intelligence augmentation and saying that as we know that the computer really can't just perform an audit or an engagement by itself. That's not going to happen, nor should it happen. But really, it's about leveraging the technology to eliminate the lower cognitive work or busy work, as we call it, and really allow time for engagement teams and individuals to focus on the value that our profession provides, right? And that's really providing the context to clients' data. And why I bring this up is the journey in and of itself means that it's not the technology that there's an offering out there that you can instantaneously get and just automatically transform yourself, in our opinion, right? There's a lot of options out there, but it takes a little bit of time and consideration. It is nowhere near the time and consideration or capital outlay that transformation or technology used to take, right? And what I mean by that is we see a lot of people kind of get in this trap of indecision being a decision, meaning there's new things coming out, it feels like almost every day. And so being able to sit back and say, well, let me wait for the right time. We see a lot of firms get stuck in that trap, where it's really that if you can implement any technology and iterate success, that's really how technology is working and being explored in other industries and should be in the accounting profession as well. Like I said, being able to get around the barriers of costs and the capital outlay, as well as the time to implement technology that we're all kind of familiar with historically, getting around that and saying, okay, really, as my firm progresses, what are the quick wins? And let me just focus on those things. Because again, with there being so many great technologies out in the marketplace, it gets a little bit overwhelming. But I can tell you right now that there's not any silver bullet out there. And so even if there were a silver bullet, one thing that a lot of firms and what I would talk about is really talking about the enablement of the digital CPA community is understanding that there's going to be and the need for a change in behavior, and that this really needs to start now. And what I mean by that is, no matter what technology you look to take on, and I challenge everybody to do something, right, and do it soon, sooner rather than later for sure, is because it's gonna change the way your staff engage the client, and it's going to change the way that the client truly engages with you.
Focus on accepting change. How do you bring that topic up with them?
To your point, that's a little bit of a challenge in the sense of, you know, again, historically dealing with accounting firms, and again, right, accounting firms, they're offering a similar service from a consulting standpoint a lot of the times. And so they're familiar with the process, right? But as the kind of the old adage goes, and I use this a lot, is the cobbler's kids have no shoes. And what I mean by that is, again, dealing with a lot of accounting firms, they're very quick to give their clients, you know, whether it be their experiences or even on an audit, give material weaknesses or findings saying, okay, dear client, you don't have these controls or these systems in place. A lot of times firms need to do a little bit of an introspective look themselves. And again, I know that's a pretty large pill to swallow, and it doesn't have to be absolutely comprehensive, but sitting down and truly understanding, okay, what is your current technology stack? And what would you like it to be, right? Because again, there's not one thing that's going to come in and replace all of those things. But over the years, we've seen that a lot of firms have been, you know, doing the bolt-on additions, right? And they're left with, they sit up and look. And when they do this introspective look, they say, gosh, there's a bunch of things that are either duplicative or overlap. And so really, to answer your question, sitting down and challenging firms to do that exercise internally first. And I spend a lot of my time doing workshops around this area. But then also too, really making sure that they understand what's out in the marketplace and that it isn't cost prohibitive and it isn't going to take 18 months to implement. Specifically at Inflow for us, people ask all the time, what's the implementation time? And all joking aside, it's really a matter of minutes. We just have to get an email address and we can get you into the system, being a cloud-based system. So again, getting people over the hurdle of, okay, it's not going to cost millions of dollars and it's not going to take, you know, a year and a half to implement. It really getting them comfortable with the idea that the best way to get familiar with some of these technologies is just to try them. It might not end up working out, but you're not going to have a huge investment going down that path. And more importantly, you just need to do something, right? Sitting back and putting your head in the sand and saying, oh, I've heard about innovation, I've heard about transformation for years, is going to get you in a pretty precarious spot.
So actually, that is a good lead into our next subject matter of driving transformation of practice areas. Would you please comment on how it relates to the audit of the future?
Absolutely. I think kind of segueing from that change in behavior and expanding on that aspect, because to me, this is one of the biggest challenges that, quite honestly, our profession faces in driving transformation and being future ready. And to kind of breathe that to life is, you know, I, being a former practitioner, I always heard from my clients, well, Evan, you guys didn't ask for this last year and you still gave us an audit opinion. So why are you asking for it now? That kind of embodies this concept. And again, that's very client focused, but let me even talk about some of the behaviors on the audit side. An example there is, you know, in my prior life in an audit, it seemed to happen to me that for whatever reason, we would have turnover, new staff, et cetera, but for planning and engagement, specifically, I'd send somebody out and they'd usually be a junior staff member and they would sit down and say, okay, we're going to look at these kind of comparative analytics. And they would go talk to the client and say, dear client, why did revenue go up? And the client would answer and say, well, we sold more products. And that junior member would say, okay, thank you, and leave the room and document that. And I would come out at some point to do a review and sit down and say, you know, hey, directionally, you're right. But let's add a little bit of language to this and maybe inquire of the client. But in the end of the day, it's in a planning realm. And so the standards don't require us to truly corroborate this to the nth degree. So let's just change our documentation, move down the road. But that meant that it was absolutely perfunctory, right? Meaning my staff didn't learn anything. I effectively had to come back over and change some of the work, and the client got frustrated, right? Because we had junior staff members just coming in asking the same questions they did year over year, and it really didn't provide any value for anybody. And so when we talk about changing behavior, obviously changing the behavior from the client of getting them expecting to provide maybe different information or sooner in the process, but also traditionally changing the ways that our engagement teams and individuals are approaching audits potentially, right? And specifically using technology to drive that change is what firms should be focusing on. And again, this is really behavior centric, right? You can go out and buy a new software, new technology out of the box, but are your people going to be ready for that? It's not just learning how, what the points and clicks and how to use the software. It's really understanding how this is driving and potentially and hopefully transforming the way you engage your clients. And so being able to specifically change some of those behaviors when we talk about, okay, when specifically in practice areas, one of the areas is, in our opinion, is really planning. And I talked about preliminary analytics, but let's just take that a step further. Specifically, before you even get to preliminary analytics, you have to ask for information from your client. So really changing the way that we get information from our clients as far as what information we get and when we get it is the easiest way to transform effectively any practice area. Specifically, being able to get, you know, general ledger information early in the process and being able to use technology now, that's definitely doable. It used to not be commercially viable, meaning maybe the client wasn't ready, there weren't great mechanisms of getting it, and there was a lot of work around it. Well, we're seeing those things erode away so that there's really no reason not to ask for this information sooner in the process. And so being able to do this and get information, and now I'll change that kind of example that I laid out there. Now your junior staff member, maybe they haven't been on the engagement before, but using technology, they can quickly get in and drill into the client's transactions down to an individual journal entry level. Being able to explore and get your arms around that level of detail or vast amounts of data quickly and utilize, you know, visualizations and other reports and extractions to drill down initially before inquiring of a client, that's extremely impactful and helps inform your staff and their understanding of the business of your client's business, right? And when we think about that example, that just cascades and resonates throughout the audit, but specifically in that example, now you change the situation where, yeah, this junior staff member might have not been on the engagement before. This might be a new client to them or a new industry to them, but the ability for them to kind of explore data and understanding that client specifically before going and asking the question, now it's not going to be directional of, dear client, why did your revenue go up? It's, dear client, why did your revenue go up? And when I looked into the data, I can see that these types of transactions happened, you know, in this month with these certain customers with maybe a new product name that I hadn't heard of before. Can you tell me about that? That's a much more meaningful conversation, not only for your staff, but for your client as well. And so with this focus on obtaining, you know, better business knowledge, if we expand it out and we talk about kind of throughout the audit engagement, I just used it in a planning sense. But if you can imagine, it cascades throughout scoping and planning the engagement, identifying maybe pitfalls or traps about a client's data before fieldwork or before it becomes a critical issue, all the way down to testing and actually using all of this information to, again, and technology to get rid of kind of that lower cognitive or busy work and have your staff focused on the things that they should be focused on, which in turn educates them and informs them about the client's business and really drives that experience of utilizing technology to drive insights and ultimately client value.
So as you discussed driving transformation, are there any other thoughts you wanted to share from the perspective of just becoming more futuristic?
How much time do we have for the webcast? I'm teasing, right? No, I think really that's foundationally for me, that's the entry point. Like I said, I think just to reiterate, it is a journey, right? Every firm's at a little bit different place, but again, there's no situation or scenario where firms are finding some magic software and acquiring it, and then it's just doing the audit for them, right? There is a focus. Focus and needing to understand what your current processes are and how that's going to impact and change kind of how your staff approach a client. And so, again, this is a journey. And for me, and specifically at Inflow, we spend a lot of our time kind of explaining that there are platforms and there's a stepping stone throughout this process. So as firms get comfortable, not only kind of at management, but at the staff level of changing some of these behaviors and getting the data, it only opens the door to really start that segue into additional and more advanced technologies, right? Because once we start understanding what we can do and see and learn from the data, then naturally it will progress and organically grow into, okay, how can we start changing even some of this, right? Is it more advanced analytics? Is it potentially using this to support, you know, more substantive or appropriate evidence gathering at a client, right? So that's really, this is the foundation and cornerstone to really expand on that, in our opinion. And you start getting to the types of, you know, machine learning and AI and some of those additional buzzwords, those will come. But again, it's really about having this set foundation to expand from there.
Well, Evan, thank you for sharing Inflow Software's thoughts on the topic of audit planning and transformation of practice areas. And I appreciate your time and insight today as well.
Thank you so much for having me.